Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, cause I'm over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like horn swaggle. Can't see you shot him like 10 cars. Rolling back with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. Like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. Niggas say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico.
Welcome to Wrestling Hit Factor Radio for October the 27th, 2022. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Going solo tonight. Without Tommy Two Chips, this is Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. Star of OVW, and you've seen her on Impact Wrestling this year also, and she's making a big name on the indie scene as well. Give it up for the Spark, Jada Stone.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
Hear you.
Okay, cool. Just making sure, because I don't know. Yeah.
Yes, the audio's fine.
Cool.
Is this an honor for you to be on for Wrestling It Factor Radio, Jada?
Yeah, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me.
It's an honor. Yes, on your busy schedule, also with OVW TV and other bookings also in wrestling.
Yeah.
Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up in South Carolina?
Yeah, I've always been a wrestling fan since I was 7. So yeah, it's been a minute.
Awesome. And which wrestling personality idolized you to get into the wrestling business?
I really want to say like my favorite superstars is definitely Bayley and Sasha Banks, but I feel like now since I'm starting to work, I actually follow like more of a moveset like Bianca Belair and Naomi. So it's a mixture of all four of them.
Yes. Black girl wrestling magic also. And also Bailey, also she's a also an amazing also talent right there.
For sure, for sure.
Yes. Continue to do cheerleading, right?
Yeah, I still cheer at my university, so that's fun as well.
Awesome. Yeah, we definitely see you added that twist to the to wrestling also.
Yeah, I've been cheering for like half of my life as well too, so I wanted to incorporate some of that into my moves that I do in the ring, and I feel like that's what makes me stand out in the ring compared to the other good competitors that I'm in the ring with as well.
Awesome. Also, do you also have an athletic background in sports also?
Yeah, so like I said, I've been doing cheer majority of my life, and also I've always been into sports. Like I've done softball, track. Yeah, I just do it all.
Do you have a favorite NFL team?
I'm sorry, can you ask me that question one more time?
Yes. Do you have a favorite NFL football team?
Yeah, the Eagles.
Wow. Yes, that's my rivalry right there. Since I'm a
undefeated.
Washington.
Undefeated.
Yeah. Yeah, amazing. I can't believe it. I mean, as long as not the Cowboys, as long as not the Cowboys.
For sure. We just beat the Cowboys, so
yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. Right. I mean, so far my Commanders is coming on a two-game winning streak. We'll definitely meet the Eagles again this year.
I mean, we've been doing pretty good. We're undefeated, so I think we're going to, keep that momentum going. But we love a good competition. We love a good competition.
Yes, Jalen Hurts, yes. He proves that he can be the next Randall Cunningham. I would say he's more explosive than McNabb also.
Yeah.
Also, what's your favorite music you listen to when you preparing for wrestling or in a gym also?
I just normally listen to my theme song that I come out to, Live Your Life by Rihanna. I listen to Moment for Life by Nicki Minaj. And then I just love Rod Wave. I'm a big Rod Wave fan, so anything Rod Wave, I'm probably listening to it. But anything really motivational as well.
Yes. Good selection. That's a good selection right there. Any memories of your first ever wrestling match?
My first ever wrestling match was actually, I'm pretty sure it was a battle royal. So I was in the ring with a whole bunch of different people. So it really wasn't too bad. yeah, it was just interesting. I didn't really know what was going on because it was, like, a whole bunch of people in the ring. But other than that, yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Yes, we've recently seen you also wrestle on Impact Wrestling, also up against Tiffany Knees right there. What's your doing a crowd matchup for Impact Wrestling?
Yeah, no, it was cool. It was definitely a fun experience. Hopefully I get to come back one day.
Yes. You definitely made a splash, definitely also. And, well, you know, Misha Slamovich, you know, you got took it out on both of y'all at the end.
She did. She definitely did. But hey, it's fine. It's
yes.
What we signed up for, I guess.
Right. How was the backstage at Impact Wrestling when you got there also?
It was cool. Everybody in the back was nice, and it just made me feel like, okay, this is what it feels like to be, you know, at the higher-ups. And it was cool. It was just, like I said, like, the whole experience was just a fun experience, and I feel like everybody should want to experience that if you're trying to make it big in wrestling. So, yeah, definitely can't wait to go back.
And you definitely, did you pick Scott D'Amore's hair so far, his brain?
Actually, no. I just told him thank you for allowing me to come show my talent at Impact. But he was really on the go, so I didn't really get to talk to him.
And definitely Gail Kim also is a good – she's a presence also as an executive as well.
Yeah. Gail Kim, she helps put together the matches, so it was nice getting to pick her brain and see why she likes certain stuff in certain places. And she's also just a legend, so, like, just bringing in her presence was just amazing.
Yes. You did have a good match with Shalon Sage. She's another alumni of this show, and they really had a good match on OVW TV also.
She's cool. She's probably one of my favorite people to work with. I feel like she listens to, like, all of your ideas, and she knows how to play certain stuff in places that'll actually make sense. And she's just cool, and she's a great friend, like, outside of the ring too, which is always nice to have, because, like, wrestling in this company is hard, and so, like, when you have somebody like her, it just makes it a little bit better. So she's amazing.
Yes, and a very, very good, amazing opera singer also.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, you definitely did a lot of tag matches also. What's your thoughts of tag teaming with Amira Rosea up against Olivia, Devine, and Clara?
Yeah, that was it was cool. I think that was a while back, actually. But I did train with Amir, so, like, getting to team up with her and see how she actually, you know, works was cool. And I feel like our styles, we kind of match up together in the ring. And then, like, I'm very familiar with Clara and Olivia Devine as well, so it was just cool that we all got to, you know, tag up with one another and get to beat up each other.
Yes. Y'all was definitely, y'all took, worked with the two powerhouses right there.
For sure.
And there's also another wrestler that you remind me of more with your quickness and also a lot of charisma is Kiera Hogan right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, she's cool. I just I've never heard that before. I feel like yeah, I can see that, but yeah, I just never heard that one, so that one caught me off guard. But she's amazing. She's I love her work ethic and everything she's doing. I just, we have different styles.
Yes. Yep, the spark and the flame right there. That shows you something right there. You never know. She could be listening to this right now. She even she's a close alumni to the show also, and definitely would like to see you work with her in the future also. On a
yeah, for
could
sure.
Could be on
yeah.
An 8.
That.
Yep. Yes. Yes. We hope Tony Khan can put that together right there in the future right there.
I hope so. Yeah, she's amazing. She's good at what she does too. So, like, being able to team up her would be awesome.
or definitely a future baddie also.
I mean, come on now. I would love that, but... We shall see. We shall see.
Yes. I know this show has been a good luck charm for many guests in the past right there. They start going up to the main roster and stuff. It's amazing. Yes. Definitely with Aaliyah right there. I remember her giving her first interview when she was 18, and all of a sudden, they picked her up right that fast to go to NXT Performance Center.
That's amazing. That's the goal. That's the goal. Yeah. So hopefully we're going to speak it into existence, manifest soon, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paula. Yeah, Paul Levesque, he knows his talent right there. He does a lot of scouting everywhere. So he might have been doing this scouting from this show also.
For sure, yeah.
Also, you definitely put on some good presence also working with Shauna Reed also and even especially with her with this Dark Alliance coming there to hypnotize her to a zombie right there, and you played it off right there. That was very good of you, right? That was very good right there.
Yeah, it was more so of, like, I was like, wait, what's going on? And then, like, I don't know, like, when I get scared, I just don't move, even though, like, I know I should move. It's just, I don't know. But, yeah, no, I was like, oh, no, I didn't want her to get possessed, but I didn't want to get possessed either. So I was like, I want to save you, but, like, I can't because one of us has to go, and I don't want to. So at that point, we were both on our own.
Don't freak out. Yeah, that's the best thing I like right there is the dark side gimmicks and of pro wrestling right there. That's very, you know, edgy, very compelling right there. you know, it felt like a legit, like a horror movie right there.
Yeah.
And especially with Impact Wrestling, they does a very good job with Rosemary going into the realm and stuff with other women wrestlers and coming back with a new persona every time they go into the realm of Father James Mitchell right there. And that's the best part right there of Impact Wrestling right there.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So many good different. We have a lot of different things going on right now in wrestling. A lot of different personas, and that always keeps wrestling like up there, and why people always love wrestling, because like people can relate to different characters that they see on their TV.
Today's generation of wrestling is definitely paying homage to the Undertaker right there with all what he did for helping the wrestling business, and also how Undertaker a trailblazer to other dark side gimmicks also for new generation wrestlers, and it been paying off right there.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Also, which superstars would you like to work with in the future from the AEW, Impact, or WWE?
Okay, so I'll do from, I guess, all companies. For Impact, definitely Killer Kelly, just because she came in and attacked me after my debut match I had for Impact. So I feel like we have some unfinished business. So definitely her. And then from AEW, Jade Cargill. I'd love to get in the ring with also Kiera Hogan too. And even Julia. And then from WWE, definitely Bayley, Sasha, Naomi, and Bianca.
Yes. Very good, right? That'll be very good wrestling right there. We could be seeing it this year or very soon in the near future right there. Yes. Let's get that good luck charm going right there.
Yeah.
And I got to give credit, a whole lot of credit to Jade right there with her mic skills and her improvement in the ring right there. And she's just amazing right there.
Yeah, she's amazing. Strong, tough, resilient, like literally everything a woman can be. Like, she's a good representation, especially of an African-American woman. So she's definitely somebody who I look up to.
Yes.
With like wrestling.
Yes. Phil said that she's also with Bianca Belair as the most, at the top of the game of 2022 right there.
Oh yeah, for sure. She's been on the come up.
And I gotta say that more women's wrestling has broken down glass ceilings and doors for the last 10 years in pro wrestling right there, for main events on for all major companies and even indies and women's groups right there. They've been the cream of the crop.
Yep.
What's your thoughts of international wrestling like Mexico and Japan women's wrestling?
Good. I study those for like if I'm trying to look for different things that people don't do here, because I feel like, I don't know, Japanese wrestling especially, like, they're so technical and so, like, their technique is just amazing, and like then, like, what they do, their speed, their agility, like, they're amazing. Like, what, like, I want to be in wrestling. And so, like, watching them, it's like, wait, how are they this good? Like, how could they think of this, like, I don't know, just the way they move in the ring is just different. It's just different. So I love watching Japanese wrestling.
Wow. They are definitely amazing right there. And they've been doing it for years. Before they get to the age of 13, some of these women in Japan, that dojo has they put in a lot of hard work and definitely discipline.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And one of the women that's outstanding is Rio, also from AEW. I remember her wrestling at 9 years old, Kenny Omega right there. And
yeah.
It was just amazing. Mm-hmm. Yes. It was just amazing that she was on point with everything Kenny Omega was doing and everything. And it's just amazing to see that 9-year-old girl that's now in AEW as a woman, as part of the women's division.
Yeah, for sure.
Also, would you like to plug any of your upcoming shows or any other events for the fans out there?
I can't really remember off the top of my head because I'm just like all over the place, but I do know that I'm at AML for Future Stars on Saturday, as well as AIWF Mid-Atlantic, and those are both in North Carolina, and then I know I am on Battle Slam Sunday. So North Carolina Saturday and then Battle Slam in Atlanta on Sunday. So those are the upcoming ones.
Awesome. The ATL, yes.
Yes, sir.
Also, what can could the fans reach you at on anywhere?
Can you ask that question one more time? You said, where can the fans reach me?
Yes, on any fan sites anywhere.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I just have social media, so, like, Instagram, jada.stone with 3 E's, Twitter, jadastone with 3 E's, and then Facebook, you can just find me at jadastone. And then you can follow me on TikTok, too. But, yeah. That's all I really have right now.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, check that out right there, Jada Stone. The feature of women's wrestling right there. It's just an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back any time to the show.
So much,
yes. Yes. Right now, it could be it was going to be a Zoom. I was planning on going Zoom and or any other video cast right there, but I just had the audio problems right there. But I don't mind in the future. Anytime you come back to the show, you can do some rant and raving over your next feuds or anything right there. Or any
okay.
or you want or it, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Well, thank you so much for having me. And hopefully I can come back soon when I, you know, get some more accomplishments under my belt.
Yes, you're welcome. Yes. Get some more gold on also. Add more gold also. We'd like to see that also.
One of these days, I got some tricks up my sleeve, so I definitely think I will be holding a belt next time I come on this channel.
Yes. Jada, you have amazing, you have a good night.
Thank you so much. All right, you too. All right, bye.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the spark, Jada Stone. Yes, for any archives, it's up at blogtalkradio.com/Wrestling It Factor Radio. At Wrestling It Factor Radio. /X Factor Entertainment Radio. Yes, for Wayne Benitez, we out. Later.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas see Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, when you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah chico, you're talking to the, yeah chico, you're talking to the bad guy, I'm too smart, I dare you niggas act fly, yeah chico, you're talking to the bad guy, yeah chico, yeah chico, you're talking to the bad guy, too thick in your eyes, I'm that guy, hey y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look, hey yo, something happen to be something happen to you, alright? Hey yo. Counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm private niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slated before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather die than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or nah? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got it. Oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two round these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop.
Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.